Hi, this is Fleur from France, talking about marketing online. So today, followers, we're going to talk about something everyone is interesting by, everyone using, but when you're using as professional, it's a little bit different. What is it? It's all about social media. So this evening, I'm wondering what social media could bring to a business online. That's my question. Honestly, social media is the tool which makes the system of your business working. It's the traffic tool of your business. So it's the reason why you do need to know how to use it. Truly, it's not easy to understand how social media is going to help you at the first use. Maybe you always use it for a personal purpose as anyone. But as a professional, the job is different. Let's go through different kind of social media to help you to choose the one the most appropriate for you and your business. So let's talk, of course, about Facebook. You know, FB. So it's the first one to give you a capacity of reaching a huge amount of visitors in a week and for a very little money, with the ad system and your daily presence. Of course, you need to be there on the social media every day. If you post a feed every day, a post on your blog, a video, an audio with Anchor, a tweet or several tweets, infographics and descriptions, you should set up a good traffic within 90 days. It's how you understand the practical side of the internet, which helps creativity to be at the front. That, you know, the big thing about internet is that you have techniques and on the other side, you have creativity. You are the creativity, which you want to set up lots of things. You have lots of ideas and blah, blah, blah. And internet offers you the technique to realize how you're going to offer all that creativity to everyone, to the most. So after Facebook, you have another one which is linked to Facebook. It's Instagram. So it's linked to Facebook. You have to take in consideration that Instagram is made to share pictures fast and with the biggest number of people possible. You can share up to 12 pictures every 2 hours to expect followers daily, at least twice a day. You can also download the app on your phone, but on your computer as well. Since not a very long time, you can use an Instagram on your computer. So you go to Google and you on your Google app, sorry, and you upload the, it's a very small app you can have on your toolbar and it's very easy to use. And when you click on the menu, you have different kind of interface. And all what you're doing, it's instead of having a Word or internet one, you have, as it's on your phone, exactly. So you're doing exactly the same what you're doing on your phone. Then, sorry about this silence. I'm very sorry. So you have a Google app which allows you to post pictures and video exactly the same as on your phone. Then, after that, we have Twitter. I don't tweet much when a lot of marketers get their main revenue from Twitter. It really helps them and they use it. To be honest, they use it as Facebook. And I'm much more comfortable on Facebook. I don't know why. Because I think it's with everything I'm doing on Facebook, I do it since quite a long time and I'm used of it and it's easier for me. But I do tweet, but not as much as I'm posting feeds on Facebook. So it's up to you to choose, you know, the one you're the more most comfortable because it was roughly the same, but it's not the same residency, it's not the same communities, it's not the same niches. So it's up to you. It's up to you to choose at that point. So for Twitter, even if you get quite good revenue for income from Twitter, you have to know that post, you must post twice a day is much better than a single one, because a tweet lasts 6 hours on Twitter only. So it's not made for lasting. So if you don't tweet quite often, it means once you tweet a post, then you tweet pictures, then you retweet. You have, you know, to make it work and make the community always on, to be sure to have followers and to have a good community who's going to respond to what you're saying. Because that's the point when you're using social media. It's not enough to say, rather than, I can offer you pictures, I can offer you ideas, I can offer you advices. People has to respond. If they don't respond, well, then you've done half of the job. You need to do different things and go in deeper into your social media to understand how it works really deeply. But I'm going to make, you know, lots of posts about one social media one by one, then you'll understand everything going through. I'm just doing, you know, a kind of listing today for you to understand. It's very important for you to go through social media, of course. Even some people think they have the choice. Not really. You don't have the choice. You need to go through. You need to use it. After Twitter, we have Pinterest, my favorite one. So the wisdom of infographics, where you give ideas and share other ideas with your community. Pinterest is a search engine. It's not a social media. It's a search engine, which is a little bit different. And you can consider that your infographic lasts 4 months. It's nothing to do with the sharing, you know, in the instant. It's a sharing for people. The most of people can share it for a long time. You can make very high traffic and fast with a daily pining, which is very true. But the thing with Insta, with Pinterest, is that they change the way they do get through analyses all the time, and they change their rules all the time of how you have to do it. So you need to follow that. The difficulty with Pinterest, you need to follow the changing. Otherwise, you have the risk that it's not very working very well. After that, we have YouTube. YouTube is a strong, powerful social media, very good. But you need to take in consideration, you're not going to make a lot of traffic with 10 videos. Of course, you need to have a big amount of video, and it's really start to make it, to have something back with 100 videos. And what a lot of people are forgetting is that they really need to make videos which are quite good quality. They don't need to make it very complicated with decor room, with sometimes people just go through a kind of character like they are acting on something. Why not? But you don't need to go through that. It's not necessary. But what is necessary is to have a good environment that people are not seeing you like you are in a basement or in your garage with an amount of a lot of things behind you, all untidy and very not really nice to see. You need to be very much in the light where everyone can see you and give a very positive way of what you are saying. So you need to have that kind of things ready. And if you don't do it, that's not going to work, unfortunately for you. It's not going to be good for you because your videos are not going to be taken in consideration. In nowadays, you have marketers who are doing very professional videos. Like, you know, they are very good. Like on a TV, you have the feeling to be on your TV and on watching a broadcasting about what they're doing on their website. So you need to go through and to be able to join the competition. Otherwise, you're not going to be taken in consideration by the followers. So after that, we have Google Business. Google Business is very good. You know, some marketers are using it. I'm not very much using it, but I do need to go through much more often. It's a very easy way to be sure to appear on Google. It is a very good way. You follow the link from your Google account and you open your shop or your business account, your service account, sorry, to show to Google community what is your business and how you can help them. This is a very good way, very easy. You know, it's very, very easy. You just need to talk about what you're doing, post pictures as much as you can. And then it's a kind of blog, but, you know, turn into a shop. So it's up to you, know, to make it nice, to have it right down very easily. You just need to choose kind of menu you have and click and then post everything you need to make understand everything you're doing. So it's not a very difficult way to make a kind of being there with Google. It's a very good way. And it's all linked to your Gmail account, so Google account. When you have a Gmail address, you have a Google account. So it's not difficult, you know, to find and go through. You have YouTube with Gmail and you have your business account, Google Plus. After that, you have Anchor. Anchor is very good when you like talking, like I like talking. So it's like you're doing a radio broadcast. So it's not, why not? Instead of doing a video broadcast, you're doing a radio broadcast. You're talking all the time. You're saying everything about your business. You're giving advice exactly as you were doing it if you are on the screen. So if you're not very comfortable on the screen, in front of a screen, camera, if you're too shy, if you don't like doing it, it's nothing for me. It's nothing to do with shyness. It's something to do with it's faster. I just think it's faster than doing a video. I just take my microphone and talk about what I'm doing and talk about the feed of the day. So let's do it. That's all. So for conclusion, let's talk about one-on-one. One-on-one is a place where I buy domain name since a very long time. And they're very good. They are located in Switzerland because, you know, I live in France and Europe. So they're located in Switzerland and they are very good. They're very professional. So if you want to buy a domain name, I think it's a good place for you to go. You need to have a domain name and a blog. You do need to have it, because when you have a blog, you have all your articles, all your posts, all your pictures, all your services, always on internet. It's always there. So people know where they can find you. So if you have an address, as when you're living somewhere, you have an address and they just need to go to that address to remind them what is the address, what is the article all about. And then if you create a course, as I'm planning to do it, you just need to put and set up your courses and your payment and your blog, and that's it. It's done. So it's very easy, you know, to have an address, and you do need to have one even when you start. Some people are saying it's no need if you're doing some kind of affiliate marketing. I don't think so. I don't think all the stuff you're getting from, you know, the vendors are good. It's a good thing to just use the vendor things. You do need to have a place where people can meet you and they recognize you and they get in confidence with you. It's very important from the very first day. It's what I think. Then if we can make it now for a conclusion, your business and that must be a place where your visitors and clients would understand and get informed about your services. You need a blog and a community and social media. This is two very important things to say. I am on the internet. I work on the internet. To choose one or the other, you must ask yourself which is the easiest for you to manage practically. If you like pictures and video, then choose Pinterest and YouTube or Instagram. If you like writing a post, then choose Facebook or Twitter. The most important to understand is that social media is a tool for you to be where your clients are. That's the most important. If you're not where your clients are, it's going to be quite difficult for you. It's going to take much more time for you to make sales. So please choose your social media just after you've bought your domain name. Where am I going to sell? Where am I going to talk about my business? Don't think about the sales first. Just think about where am I going to talk about my sales? Who's going to listen to me? Who am I going to interest with what I'm selling? So please just go through and don't hesitate to make traffic and to make it the very first day. With Pinterest, it's very fast. It's very, you make traffic very, very easily, very fast. With Facebook, with Twitter as well, with YouTube and Instagram, it's a little bit slower because you really need to go and to give a lot, quite a lot of stuff and produce, you know, videos and pictures for a few days before you get a traffic. That's all. You know, it's simple like that. If you're conscious of that differences, if you're conscious of what a social media can bring you, it's very easy to use it and it's very easy to get traffic and the result at the end. But it's not going to be done just in one day. All right. It's not because you're going to have a traffic, you're going to have 1,000 in your bank account. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you can make traffic if you give a chance to make it and to make it happen. But if you post one feed every 3 months, you're not going to make a lot of traffic. I'm very sorry to tell you that. So you need to work on a daily basis. It's very important to understand that. And when you have that rhythm of work, you can hope to make a traffic. So please, think about everything I'm saying. You don't need to believe everything I'm saying. You just need to take it just as another advice, another idea about how you can set up a business on the internet. That's all I have to say for today. Thank you very much for listening to me. Lots of success, lots of love from everyone around you, and lots of success for your business online. It was Fleur. So don't forget to like me, or don't forget, you know, to click for me and the Facebook page. Then I know if you like what I'm doing, or if you need some kind of other feed, if you want me to do a feed about any kind of subject, just let me know and I try to do it for you as the best I can do it. So thank you very much for listening to me. I talk to you again tomorrow. Bye. Have a nice day.